Today I'm with Willie Kwong, who is the head of center from Silence Limited. Could you tell us a little bit about your day-to-day work at Silence Limited?
Okay, yeah. Silence, established in 2008, is a registered charitable organization of Hong Kong. We provide different kinds of service to the deaf and also hearing impaired person, as well as their family members. Our service include, for example, family counseling. We provide different type of counseling to the community so that they can work well with their healthy hearing family. Besides, we also provide child development assessment to the deaf kid or the kid coming from the deaf family so that we understand the development delay or academic delay if any of them have this kind of problems. Besides, we also teach this kid and also their family member sign language so that they can communicate well with their family member. Other than the family counseling, we also provide vocational training. We are the ELB training center in Hong Kong, which provide different kind of training course to the deaf community so that they can look for a better workplace in the world so they can gain money to support their own family. Besides, we have also some kind of training program to teach the young how they can look for a job or how they can develop their own career. Other than this direct service, we also provide, for example, public education to the police, to the employer, so that they can work well with this community, because communication is always a challenge between the deaf and also the hearing world. We hope to establish a bridge between the two community.
How do you plan to spend the money you will receive from Operation Santa Claus?
So in this OSC campaign, actually the money raised that will be used in the whole person development program for the deaf kid and also the kid from deaf family. In the program, we provide a series of free speech training to this group of children. We are talking about a very intensive training, one training per week and lasts for 6 months, so that we hope to enhance both their vocabulary or the verbal communication, as well as their interpersonal skills. Because in our survey experience, we observed that a lot of child from the deaf family has, besides the verbal communication problem, they also got the interpersonal behavior problem. For example, if the kid coming from a deaf family, he or she is living in a silent world and he or she didn't know how to respond to the environment noise or the sound surrounding. So we need to teach them so that they can overcome this kind of barrier as well. Other than that, we also provide academic subsidies and also extracurricular activities. Actually, we would like to send our deepest gratitude to the OSC, because for what we are talking about, kids coming from the deaf family, they receive very limited support from the society and as well as the government. Without OSC support, I guess we cannot initiate this program.